Blackstone Audio presents Keeping King by Anne Jolin. Read for you by Lucy Rivers and Aidan Snow. Prologue.
Excuse me, miss. I pry my eyes open at the sound of her voice.
We'll be landing shortly. Could you please put your seat in the upright position and put on your seatbelt?
She stares at me. All blonde hair and Quebec French accent, her perfectly poised body facing me, waiting on a cue to signal that I've understood her. I'm a little slow on the draw, but eventually I manage a half nod, half yawn, and press the incline button on my coach seat. Her pouty mouth grins at my compliance before she continues down the aisle. It's the Sunday morning flight from Montreal to Vancouver. And I would imagine I wasn't the only one catching a little shut-eye on the plane, although I hadn't meant to. Lately, when I wake up, it's to the sound of screaming voices. Two, in fact, the one in my head and the one barreling from my lungs. I count my blessings at the avoided potential embarrassment and turn my attention to the sky outside my window seat. As we come in over the water, the city's skyline is on display. With tower windows playfully bouncing the morning light off each other, the city looks beautiful and full of promise, like I imagine all fresh starts must look like for those who come with wounded souls, luggage on their backs, and scars in their hearts. I'd not be in the city long, though. Only hours, for the new beginning I fell in love with was a mere hour's drive from Vancouver. It came alive, splashed across the pages of all the magazines in the hospital. The glossy paper advertised so many things. A romantic getaway for two, with trips to the spa, and some of the best ski slopes Canada had to offer among them. But that's not why I chose it. No. I fell in love with it for two reasons. It reminded me of where I'd once considered home, yet not a single person there would recoil in disgust or shift uncomfortably in shame when they heard my name. This will be the place I breathe life back into my future. And when the timing is right, I'll look at someone new to town and proudly say, I'm Peyton Callahan, and Rock Falls is my home. That is my dream. And you can quote me on this. When I find my dream, I'm keeping it.
Chapter 1. Peyton. 2 years later.
Well, you're hitting like a girl this morning.
Growling, I circle the ugly blue mat, wiping the sweat off my forehead with the back of my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?